everybody. Welcome to my Angels Love You show. I'm Jean Laurie of angelsloveyou.com. And today is August 16th, 2015. I'm so honored and excited to welcome my guest, Dr. Gail Minshew. Over the years, Dr. Gail has been intrigued by paranormal, metaphysical, and spiritual concepts. As a child, she had a reoccurring ethereal experience she could never explain, as well as reoccurring dreams. Like so many other children, she pushed these experiences aside. She briefly pursued this interest as a teenager. As an adult, she pursued the field of psychology, not realizing it was simply a stepping stone toward her life's purpose. Eventually, Dr. Gail graduated with a doctoral degree in counseling psychology and opened a private practice as a licensed psychologist. In 2010, Dr. Gail encountered a renewed interest in the paranormal, metaphysical, and spiritual realms. She began studying a broad range of topics, including meditation, regression, and hypnotherapy. Between 2011 and 2015, in the Shadows of Destiny saga, a series about a young lady with spiritual abilities. It was during this time that Dr. Gail realized she is a spiritual intuitive, and her life's purpose is that of healer and teacher. It is her goal to help others heal and awaken to their own spiritual abilities. Dr. Gail has published guided meditations on YouTube and has an avid interest in spiritual travel. And we're going to be playing one of her meditations during the show. Hello, Gail. Welcome.
Hi, Jean. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Oh, wonderful.
Good. I'm so glad to have you with us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
I would like to know more about your background in psychology. Could you talk to us about that?
Sure. Well, at first I didn't really want to go to college. Then I finally bit the bullet and decided to start out in pre-law. I quickly realized that wasn't going to work very well for me, so I switched over to psychology and went that track. It's been a little bit of a long road, as you can imagine, and so when I met my husband, he was in counseling, and so I decided one counselor in the family was enough. I didn't need to do any more. So eventually I did go back and get my doctorate in psychology and became a licensed psychologist because we worked together and it just made sense just to carry that forward another step ahead.
And how did that help you become interested in meditation and past life regression? Can you use that in your therapy?
Well, you know, I haven't always been interested in these topics. It's like you mentioned in your intro, it's kind of come and gone. Meditation involves a deep level of self-awareness and being able to specifically focus on your inner world and feel a sense of peace and calm. And I never thought that I could experience that. As a teenager, I became interested in astral projection. And that requires a similar state of being as meditation does. So I bought a tape with a guided exercise and worked with it every night. But when I was a teenager, I had a lot of anxiety. And at the time, there was nothing I could do to clear my mind enough to move forward with the astral projection or meditation. So I just shelved it until about 5 years ago, and then I had a renewed interest in 2010, and somehow I was able to actually meditate this time and had amazing results. During that time, I also began studying past lives and became fascinated with the possibilities and answers that past life regression could provide. Just the idea that some of our issues in this life may carry over from a previous life really seems to hold great promise in being able to help my clients. So I practiced and expanded my techniques and eventually used some of my own meditation experiences in my writing But I would say it wasn't until about 2012 that I experienced my first past life regression during a group event at a metaphysical conference. And that experience was so incredible. And since then, I've been determined to help others with both of these processes through the use of guided meditation and past life regression within my clinical setting.
Are there different ways of getting into past lives?
There are. What I typically do is obviously encourage a person's sense of relaxation. I need to take them to a place where they can feel completely relaxed and at ease. It's a trance state. It's much like you would see in hypnosis. So you're using that process of hypnosis to take someone to that deeper level of awareness within themselves, where they can see answers and see events and experiences that aren't necessarily available to them at that conscious level. So I lead a person backwards through the use of relaxation, and then perhaps stepping into a meadow or through a doorway, however it is, I think it'll work best for that client. I really base all of my techniques on the individual client. Some people do not do well focusing on their breath. It causes them more anxiety. So I have to alter my techniques at times to help a person through. Some people fall asleep rather quickly, so I have to find a way to bring them back up from such a deep level to a level where we can actually work together through the regression experience.
Yeah, it's interesting how each person is different, isn't it? Now, I would be inclined to fall asleep.
I would have to use a different technique with you then.
Dr. Brian Weiss has CDs that he sells that we could do it ourselves. What do you think about that?
Oh, I do my own past life regression, so I completely believe in the power and the possibilities that can bring. Dr. Weiss is a pioneer in this in the regressionist field, and I completely encourage anyone who's interested in exploring their past lives, check out some of his work. You can do the regression yourself just through listening to his audios or any of the audios available. I would also offer one caution, though. If you're not sure that you're ready for the answers that may come, it may be best to work with someone. It may be better for you to have that person that can bring you back to this now moment more quickly in the event you appear to be experiencing distress. I believe in Dr. Weiss's work, however, he will let you know that anytime you want to come back, and this would be true with anyone who does this face-to-face, anytime you want to come back, you have the power to do so. So you can return to this now moment just by thinking, I want to return. You don't have to continue with the regression if you're beginning to experience some distress.
Yeah, thank you for that. Do you have any of your meditations? Do you offer anything like this to the public?
I don't have any that I offer for sale right now. I'm uploading and posting them on YouTube, so they're free and available for anyone to use as often as they want. Right now I have 4 published. I plan to do at least one every month for a year, just to see how it goes and to see if there's any interest, and then I may continue. I don't have anything on past life regression yet. Right now I'm just doing guided meditations.
They're so lovely. I love to hear them.
Thank you.
How did you overcome that strict scientific discipline in the pursuit of your spiritual studies?
Well, psychology, as you may know, is pretty historically, they've been pretty strict in the way they want you to approach the field. And so while meditation and past life regression are not typically embraced in what we consider as traditional Western health and mental health care, what you'll find if you do some research on it is over the past 10 or 20 years, there's definitely been a shift where more research is being done into the benefits of meditation, for example, and more providers are embracing these techniques, and more techniques are becoming available. So you've already mentioned one, but two of the most popular clinicians that come to mind are former psychologist Doreen Virtue, who frequently records guided meditations along with her angel work, and then Dr. Brian Weiss, who is a physician and psychiatrist and world-renowned for his past life regression work. So to me, knowing the general makeup of the medical and mental health models that we had to train under, it makes the efforts in the spiritual or metaphysical arena by people such as Doreen and Brian Weiss, there are so many more, Mona Lisa Schultz, Christiane Northrup, there are just so many, but it makes their efforts that much more inspiring. And I do have to admit that I'm not all the way out of the spiritual closet yet, but I'm steadily making progress and moving forward with the use of spiritually based practices in my work, because I've seen so many of the benefits that these techniques, such as meditation and past life regression, can yield. Just imagine helping someone decrease their stress, anxiety, depression, whatever, through the use of regular meditation, or helping someone finally understand their negative relationship patterns in this life through the context of similar patterns in a previous life. So truly to be able to help others with those techniques is such an exciting prospect.
I love meditation. That's helped me in so many ways. Do you also do hypnosis?
I do, yes. I often combine the techniques as well. As you know, past life regression will include hypnosis. Guided meditation does not have to include hypnosis. But I do often combine the techniques as well as guided imagery and visualization.
I think that when I go into meditation, it's almost like going into a different state of mind.
I agree.
Like being self-hypnosis.
Well, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. Yes, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. We do it to ourselves a million times a day. Think of when you're driving, for example, and you get from point A to point B. Well, I left my house, then I arrived at the mall. Well, I don't remember anything in between. That's because we've placed ourselves into a state of being that is a trance state, and it is hypnosis. So we do it to ourselves all the time, every day.
Yeah, that's true. Also, like I said, when I get into guided meditation, it feels like I'm sort of hypnotizing myself.
Yeah, definitely. But the thing I love about guided meditation is that that ability in some of the meditations, it depends on which one you're using, but to almost be transported to another place or another time, another dimension, whatever you want to call it, it's separate and aside from where you are in this moment. And it's where everything is possible. Everything exists. Everything is beautiful, whatever your goal is for that meditation. And so I really love that about the guided meditations.
Would you like me to play your guided meditation now?
Oh, sure. Now, I created this meditation for your show. Now, I sent you a clip. It's only an excerpt of the full version because I wasn't sure about the time constraints for the show. So the full version is available on YouTube if your listeners want to check that out afterwards. But if everyone will just get into a comfortable position and prepare to relax, certainly please begin the guided meditation. It's to invite peace and joy into your day.
Okay, everybody get quiet. Put your feet on the floor if you can and take a deep breath and enjoy the meditation.
With each slow, steady breath, you inhale a sense of peace. Allow your experience to unfold before you as you move deeper and deeper into a comfortable state of relaxation. Notice a soft golden light glowing in a distant doorway. Begin walking towards that light and feel the warmth and energy radiating from beyond. As you move toward the light, feel yourself relax even deeper than before. It is as if the light pours a feeling of tranquility and bliss straight into your being. Pause for a moment and soak in this feeling. Allow yourself to just be as the warmth spreads throughout every part of you and into every thought and feeling you experience right now in this moment. Notice now that there are only 5 steps down a simple stairway until you reach the door beyond. You know that as you reach that door, you will become completely immersed in the light. So take those steps now. 1. Feeling completely relaxed. 2. Taking slow, steady breaths. 3. Feeling calm and at ease. 4. Going deeper and deeper. And 5. You walk through the doorway into the beautiful golden light. It warms you straight through your skin and into your very heart and soul. This light is your very essence, your true self. This golden light is you in all your divine perfection. This light is the energy you radiate wherever you go. It is always within you and always glowing. From time to time, you may feel this light does not exist or is not a part of you. But in truth, it is always present. Take this moment now to feel its warmth and brilliance. Feel the strength that it brings to you. Feel the calm, the peacefulness, the joy that fills you. Now save this feeling as a conscious memory that you may savor any time you need a reminder of the beautiful light within you, of the love, the joy, the peace, the fulfillment that is you. Through the conscious effort of noticing this light and working with its energy, you can expand it and share your joy with others. So, for a moment, imagine this energy taking the form
of an elastic ball of light. Practice expanding this light energy to encompass your hands. Now your heart. And now your entire body. Feel its warmth and divine love as the light surrounds you. This is the peace and joy you bring into your life every day. Now expand that light throughout the space around you. Keep expanding with each breath you take. Imagine your light spreading to each person you encounter, and the love and tranquility of your true self filling every space and soul you meet. Continue expanding this energy as far out as you are comfortable, knowing that you are safe and protected, and that the angels are always by your side, supporting and encouraging you. Feel your own sense of peace expanding as contentment fills you. Know that you can return to this practice anytime you choose. Your light is always shining, and it is up to you to decide how brightly to let it glow at any given moment. Practice with your light energy throughout the day, especially at times you need extra support or comfort. The more you practice with this light energy, the easier this process will become, and the natural foundation that your joy, peace, and comfort are founded upon will become a process that you create with ease. Now, as you prepare to return to your day, call back your light energy until it is once again a glowing orb within the palms of your hands. You may wish to take a moment and gaze upon this beautiful light that is you, that is the true reflection of your soul. In a moment, retrace your steps back to the doorway, bringing with you any experiences you wish to carry with you throughout the remainder of the day. You may choose to leave behind any experience that no longer serves you and carry only peace, love, and happiness. Beginning to return, 5, release your glowing orb of light. 4, feel refreshed and revitalized. 3, carry peace and joy as you return. 2, becoming more alert as you near the doorway. And 1, open your eyes and return to your day, knowing the light still shines brightly within.
Oh, that was nice.
Thank you. It always makes me nervous to hear my own voice.
I know what you mean. That was very calming.
Thank you. It's a little muffled through the speakers there. Hopefully it'll play better on the YouTube version.
Yeah, sometimes it does. It does happen that way. But
right.
you have a lot of... What, you have 3 or 4 of them on YouTube?
I have four now. This is the fourth one. The first one was meeting Ascended Master Merlin. The second was healing and protection with Mother Mary. The third was releasing the negativity. And then this one, invite peace and joy into your day.
And they can find that at youtube.com/GaleMinshew. GaleMinshew.
Yes, ma'am.
Or your new Facebook community, Angelic Reflections.
Yes. I just started that. With this upcoming interview, I was trying to think of a way where people could connect with me if they were interested. So I decided creating that community might be the perfect space.
That's great. And they can find you at GaleMinshew.com.
Correct.
Okay, you want to talk about your books?
Sure. What would you like to know?
Well, how did you get started on them?
Well,
I
didn't even know that I was going to write a book. It just happened. We were on vacation, and this recurring storyline kept coming to me and coming to me over and over while we were on vacation, and it was driving me crazy. So I finally got my BlackBerry out and just started typing, away. Come to find out, 10,000 words later, it was clear to me that it was going to be a book. So I emailed it to myself and finished the story on my computer. But I'd like to say that the angels gave me this story. I had, like I said, no idea that I was going to write this book. And then it was just there. And all the way through, even when I felt I would stumble and I couldn't figure out where to go with the storyline or, you know, that proverbial writer's block, the angels were always there to help me move forward with it. And show me the next step, and to help me break out of my pattern. I'm such a linear thinker that I wanted to write the story in order, but they really encouraged me to just write. Don't worry about the order. You can change that later. Just write. And so that's what I did. And so it's a four-book series about a young lady, Annalise Michael. She's a high school senior who has psychic abilities, and she was abandoned as a child, and no one's really ever understood her until she was adopted by a woman who shares similar psychic abilities. And so in the first book, she's haunted by a recurring dream and some supernatural experiences. Storyline really builds from there to include concepts such as remote viewing, communicating with angels, automatic writing, a whole host of other metaphysical concept. So it's really evolved over the series.
Are these ebooks or books in print?
They're both in print and ebooks. Ebooks through Amazon.com and on Kindle, and then the print books are available at Lulu.com. I also have print books at my office, so if somebody wanted a signed copy, they could always contact me there, and I could ship it to them.
Well, they sound so fascinating.
It was a great story to write. I really had a lot of fun with it.
I cannot imagine writing a book on my cell phone.
Yes, it was quite interesting. I thought that I would just put the thoughts down, so that I could get them out of my head. You know, when you make a list of something, it helps you so you stop running that list over and over in your mind. So I used the same principle, just thinking that, okay, I'll get these recurring storylines out of my mind by just writing it down, then we'll be done. Well, it wasn't done. I had a lot to go. So at any rate, sometimes when I go back and read an excerpt from the story, I think to myself, did I write that? Because I feel that it was so heavily influenced by the angels, and it was really them coming through me to deliver a message that just because you you use these abilities, I mean, everyone has them. It's a matter of whether you recognize it or not. But just because you recognize and use these abilities doesn't mean that you're different. Doesn't mean that you should be an outcast. Doesn't mean that you have problems. So it was really, I feel, an inspiring book for teenagers to realize that they're not different. They're not alone. There are so many like them who share in their experiences, to just embrace it.
Do you take them back in past life regressions in the book?
No, but we do. There is an area where we do go backwards. We do visit.
Oh, I can't wait to.
We do visit past lives, but not necessarily through regression. But I don't want to spoil it.
Okay. I won't
it's
ask
like a
you
big
anymore
puzzle.
About that.
Yeah. It's like a big puzzle. I love puzzles and how storylines come together. So I really had a lot of fun. There are so many interesting components. I tried to keep it interesting to both male and female. I didn't want it to just be a book that only girls wanted to pick up. And it's not just for teenagers. I've heard from countless adults who love the story. So it's really for all ages. I just have it classified as young adult fiction because there's no controversial topics such as sex and, you know, drugs and nudity and things like that. It's very clean, no bad language. So it's a very clean and easy read. But at any rate, it was a lot of fun, and it has a lot of different components. There's a young man in the storyline too. He's one of the other main characters, and he was a lot of fun to develop his personality. And when you get into it, it's almost like you feel like you know these people. So at any rate, it was a lot of fun.
It sounds like you channeled it, actually. You know, from the guides, the angels that wrote
right.
through you. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, exactly. And I believe I did a lot of automatic writing in the book. I do a lot of automatic writing anyway. So they would give me ideas and let me write from there. But then other times they were actually, I guess, channeling through me exactly what they wanted me to say. There's an angel in the story. His name is Constantine, and he is Annalise's angel. Almost everything that he says came directly from the angels. It was channeled and written down directly as they spoke it, as they said it, as they wanted it recorded. So I really felt like they've used this book for this series for so many purposes, not just a fun storyline, but really to inspire and to educate, and I mean, just so many different purposes, to encourage and really to let people know that they're not alone, that lots of people have these experiences and it's okay.
And they're called now the Shadows of Destiny Saga.
Correct. It's Shadows of Destiny. That was the very first book. The second is Shadows of the Past, which is really a memoir of Annalise. The third is Shadows of Truth. And then the last is Shadows of Deception. My daughter is getting on to me. Shadows of Deception is from the point of view of the male character I was referring to. And my daughter is getting on to me and wants me to write a fifth book now.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I'm working on another project, so I'm not sure I'm ready for the fifth book yet of the Shadows of Destiny saga. They're each standalone unto themselves. For example, you don't have to read the entire series. Sometimes when you read a series, it leaves you hanging, and you just want to pull your hair out until the next book comes out. I can't stand that, so I did not do that with this series. It will end, and you will be comfortable with where it ended. But if you want more, if you want to pick up the pieces, that the little breadcrumbs that were left throughout the book, and you want to know what happens with that, you will want to read the next book. And then it'll leave some breadcrumbs too, but it will end as well, and you'll feel comfortable where it ends. So I really think that it's for any kind of reader. The one that just wants to read a real quick read and be done with it, the one who just wants to read the first book and decide if they want to go on, or the one who wants to read the entire series, like my daughter, who won't start a series until she has every book already purchased.
And I know the feeling.
Right.
So did you know you were a writer? Did you always feel?
No, I don't think I knew that I was a writer. In the field of psychology and everything leading up to that, I've had to write a lot of technical work. When I would do my psychological evaluations for people, those are very technical related reports. There's not a lot of creativity that goes into those. Same thing with my dissertation and my papers for school. So I knew that I could write, but I thought that I could only write something technical. So this really did surprise me. I had no idea.
Isn't that nice to find out you have other talents? We have a question in the chat room from Maggie Moon Tarot. She wants to know if you will talk about some of your spiritual travels.
Sure. My favorite experience so far, I don't know if I can say my favorite. Let's just say my favorite. I went on a sacred tour of France with Gail Sacre, and we went to some of the most amazing locations. And that was really what I think spurred my interest in spiritual travel, in finding places that are sacred and have been used by people for thousands and thousands of years. So we went on this tour of France. Actually, most of it was contained within Brittany, France. And it was just beautiful. We saw megaliths and, standing stones. The rumored place of Merlin's tomb. I'm a big King Arthur fan. I also love Robin Hood, so this is the perfect environment for me. So we just went around to all these places, and you could feel such amazing energy. There really is a fountain of youth. Did you know that?
No.
It is located in the Broceliande Forest in Brittany, France. It's really not a lot to look at, though, but just the idea of it being there and the people who come and leave wishes. There are stacks of stones in a clearing near the fountain where people have left their wishes and what they most desire in this world. They leave there in that clearing near the fountain, in hopes that their wishes will come true. We also went to Mont Saint-Michel, and that is basically the Mount of St. Michael. And it was a spectacular place. I took a photo of a window in the castle and looking out. But when you're viewing the video on your screen, you don't really see what's in the video, but you're viewing the photo on the screen, you don't necessarily see what's in the picture. So when I get home, I notice that there's this beautiful purple all around the window opening, and it looks like it's an angel standing there. And so I was just amazed. You could just feel some phenomenal energy from that place. So we went to so many different things. A 1,000-year-old tree that people once hid in to stay away from soldiers. It was just so amazing. So it really got me interested in doing spiritual travel, doing sacred tours. Dale did Gail Zachary did some past life regression with me while we were there, and it was just a very powerful experience. And she did some healing and clearing with us as well. So I want to be able to do that kind of thing with others also. I want to use all of my experiences and be able to help someone else, open themselves, awaken spiritually, develop themselves, and become who they want to be, live that life, that purpose that they have within them, that they're seeking, help them find it and help them live it.
That sounds exciting. Would you take a client to a place where they had felt they lived before and heal them there? Could you do that too?
Correct.
Wow.
I would love to do that. Because for my experience, I really have always felt a strong connection with France. And, in high school, I wanted to take French, not Spanish, because I knew that I wanted to visit France one day. And so I really felt a strong connection already. So when the tour came up, this France tour came up, I knew I needed to go. So it was meant to be. Everything came into alignment so that it could happen. And it was just a very powerful experience. And it's one that I would like to be able to share with other people in places that feel powerful for them. Other places I've been, this year we went to the UK. We visited some amazing places in both Scotland and England. Stone Circle. One of my favorite was Castlerigg Stone Circle, and that's near Hadrian's Wall. Another one was Avebury Stone Circle. There were just so many beautiful places. The fairy pools. So just beautiful and amazing examples. Last year we went to Turkey and visited Mother Mary's house. Who knew that the last time she lived in was located in Turkey? I had no idea. But it's a very powerful location. I walked out of the home with an intense sense of peace. In the message I received there was, "You are loved." How more powerful of a message can you receive from Mother Mary than that? So just very intense energy, beautiful energy, and I shouldn't say intense energy, just very beautiful and peaceful energy in that location. So I would just love to be able to take people places where they can connect and maybe, like you said, resolve some things from their past, from their history that needs to be resolved.
Have you done any of this in the United States?
Yes, some, not a lot. I have plans to go out to Mount Shasta and Sedona. Those are two of the big places that I know a lot of people travel to. They're not the only ones. There is a location in Colorado, and it is above the town of, I believe, Dolores. It has a beautiful lake up there and just gorgeous views. One night while we were camping up there, you could feel a sense of someone being with you. Well, it wasn't just a someone. It's multiple someones. It turns out that location, they built the lake upon Native American territory, or what once was, and the rumor is, it may be true, that they built the lake upon their burial sites, and so you still have these Native American souls in this location, and so one night we could feel them, we could hear them, we could hear their chants, their song, their call, and it was just very powerful. I only got a glimpse of it. My husband felt it a little more strongly than I did, but it was just an amazing and powerful place, really definitely a place to take people to go back to for that energy that was there. But there are so many throughout our country. I know that there's a place in Wyoming. What was that, Big Medicine Wheel maybe? So at any rate, there are just so many different locations nationwide that I would like to explore as well and take people on tours with for healing and for discovery, for rejuvenation, whatever it is that they may need at the time.
Do you know that there's a lot of people that are moving to Asheville, North Carolina, and don't even know why? They're just directed here.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah. And there's a place called Jump Off Rock in Laurel Park, which is not too far from us. And there's a Indian maiden supposedly jumped to her death up there when she found out her warrior had died. And they say you can see or hear her.
That's amazing. That is so amazing. Well, you know, and we have two spiritualist communities, well, at least two, up at Lilydale, and then there's one in Florida as well.
So,
pockets of people are being drawn to certain locations, and I think that's very powerful. I think it really shows how we're starting to come together now. We don't have to be in the shadows any longer or afraid of people making fun of us or the ridicule or the punitive possibilities, you know, like they had back in the witch hunt days. So I really think that more of us are coming out and spreading our wings, learning more, learning as much as we can, fully awakening. And I think that's a beautiful thing for our future.
Oh, for sure. I know when I went to Cage Cove in Tennessee, I felt this overwhelming feeling that I'd lived there before, and I kept crying, and I didn't know why. It was really powerful.
Yes, yes, I love those experiences, though.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, you got ideas for other books from all your travels. Have you written about them?
No, and I would like to. That's actually on my. I have this notebook that I put together. It's called simply an idea book. So anything that I want to do, am interested in, or have a passion for of some kind goes into the idea book. So right now there's lists of places I would like to travel to. Ideas. I would like to at some point have a ranch where I invite people out for spiritual retreats and have guest speakers and just a lot of healing and knowledge, wisdom being shared among people. I definitely have down on there books about my spiritual travels and some books about my husband wanted me to add books about like aromatherapy and more natural solutions to everyday problems rather than having to focus on medication or the medical route.
Oh, that sounds like you've got a lot of...
Yes, lots of things in the idea book.
Yeah, I love that. I had that dream to have a spiritual retreat too. I think that would be so cool.
Yes,
and healing.
I have it all planned out. I've got maps and drawings of how I want things or how I envision things to be. I have lists made of what I want to do.
Oh, wow.
So all it takes is intention.
Oh, yeah. Are you working on any other projects at the moment?
Yes, I'm right in the middle of co-writing a book on the rediscovery of life purpose. I think a lot of times along the way we either forget our life purpose or we feel we never could figure it out in the first place. And so Karen Levero and I are writing this book designed to help people rediscover their life purpose. And it's very interactive. It's a good blend of so many different things. We have prayers. We have angelic requests. There are guided meditations, which I will be recording as well and uploading onto YouTube or somewhere. I don't know. I haven't got that far yet. There will be affirmations. There are real-world examples of people who have experienced something that is applicable in the book. And then we have homework. We have things for you to journal about or think about or meditate on. So it's a very interactive book, and we plan to develop live workshops to complement the text. I'd hoped it would be out by spring this year. That just did not happen. Life intervened, so I'm planning for this fall.
Perfect timing, right?
Right.
I'll have you and Karen on the show, and you can talk about it when it's ready.
Oh, that would be lovely. I'm sure she would be more than happy.
Are you involved in any workshops or seminars now?
I'm always open to invitations to speak at workshops and conferences. Right now, I don't have anything scheduled. I've had a really busy summer. You know, and I try to look back and think, well, gee, what was so busy about it? And my mind goes blank. I don't know how that works. But we will be scheduling workshops both in Florida and Texas as soon as the new book comes out. Karen lives in Florida, and I'm here in Texas. So we'll either jointly or separately conduct workshops for the book. And I hope to do some book events or conferences across the country promoting the book as well. So that's all in the works and things that I'm planning and working or looking into. I did the same for the Shadows of Destiny saga. I appeared at a lot of different events promoting the book, and it was a lot of fun. I loved meeting people when they would stop by the table to ask about the book. So I really look forward to that when this book comes out, because there's so much spiritual work involved, and I really will enjoy meeting the people who are interested in moving forward with that in their own lives. But aside from that, and you know, working directly with people at events, my passion is eventually to lead those experiential spiritual tours to sacred destinations around the world, here in the States, wherever, you know, whatever places people are interested in going, then I'm open to it. But that is all still in the works. So for now, your listeners would probably do best just to connect with me at my website or YouTube or through my new Facebook community, Angelic Reflections.
Well, that all sounds like you're going to be a very busy baby.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you're thinking about doing some online workshops, too, for people that don't travel or can't?
Yes, that is something Karen and I will need to develop when we get further in the process of live workshops. I know that a lot of other people, they just videotape their live workshops and then replay those online. So, I mean, that's a possibility. Or we may just do a studio version of, we'll just have to get together and maybe do a studio version of the workshop, you know, without, you know, all the people and the questions. And some people don't like to hear everyone else's questions, so... I mean, it doesn't matter to me, but I want the listener to be comfortable with the presentation. So if we have a workshop where there are a lot of questions, which is fantastic, the listener at home may not have those same questions and may sit there and wonder, okay, why are we doing this?
So
we'll talk about it and see if either we can edit a live workshop to make it work, or if we need to do a studio workshop. But yes, you're right. Some people cannot travel, but we want to be able to make our information available to them as well.
I think it's so fascinating you're writing about life purpose, because a lot of people really don't know their life purpose. They keep dabbling in this and dabbling in that. And do you think there's a possibility that some people just might not have one life purpose?
I fully agree with that. And I think that's why they get confused, is because it's the old saying, the world is your oyster. It's your decision to make. There are so many different possibilities that you could do. You don't have to pick just one, or you don't have to pick that one. Karen, I remember Karen telling someone not too long ago that they didn't have a specific thing they had to do. They could do anything. Their life purpose wasn't this specific person or to do this specific thing. They could do anything they wanted. It was wide open for them. And the person that Karen was talking to, you know, was a little confused by that. Whereas Karen feels she has a specific purpose. I feel I have a specific purpose. It's not wide open for me. It's specific. And so I think for those people that do have more than one option, it just really confuses them. They want to be, just give me the answer. Just tell me what it is and let me go do it.
Yeah. And don't you think sometimes money enters in too much? People are too afraid that if they try this, they won't be able to support themselves.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Unfortunately, in our world, we have to have money to make money. In some respects, but we have to have money to live. We no longer live off the land like we used to, or like our ancestors used to, so to speak. So when we get caught in that trap of finances and how to make everything work, I think it shuts a lot of people down. And I would have to say I was one of those for a while, until I could figure out how to get us out of debt. It really put a damper on what I felt I could do. Before last year, I would never have thought I could ever travel to France for that tour. It was too far of an improbability. I would never have the finances for that. But I really started doing some abundance work, prosperity work, workbooks, workshops, meditations, etc. And I found a way to resolve the financial issue. I found a way to pay off my debt faster so that I would have more liquidity, so to speak, and I could do the things that I wanted to do. Does it mean I'm wealthy? Well, no, definitely not. It means that I can take care of myself now. I can manage things. I'm not giving a third of my money to credit card companies.
That would be a great workshop right there.
Right? That's a good idea. Maybe I need to put that in my idea book, right?
Yeah.
So it did take me probably a year of planning to make everything work out and to believe that I can do it. There's a fantastic book that I've read that gives you ideas for improving the way you look at things. Your emotional set point is what she calls it. And I just really like the idea of pretend every so often that you've been given $1,000. What would you do with that money? I mean, are you just going to spend that $1,000 on yourself, or are there other interests that you could devote it to? And so in that, I'm going to call it a game, or in that assignment, so to speak, I was able to decide for myself, look, I want to donate a portion of my money. I want to always donate a portion of my money to a cause, to something I believe in, to someone who needs help. And it's from the book Ask and It Is Given. I don't know if you've heard of it.
What did you say? Is that like tithing, isn't it?
Well, it's like tithing, but I've never really been interested in tithing. I don't believe in growing and expanding a church. I believe in growing and expanding people. And so,
amen.
And so I really do have to be cautious because I don't consider it tithing, but I consider it giving. So when I would do, it's by Esther Hicks. The book is with Esther Hicks, Ask and It Is Given. They have a series of games or exercises that you can do. And this one, it's every day you write a check for yourself. You increase it, I think, $100 a day. I can't remember, $1,000, I don't remember. And so you build the life you want based on these checks. Well, what I found is that I wanted to give, you know, to important causes. I wanted to do other stuff. I didn't want to just keep all the money to myself because there was such a great feeling about giving.
Yeah, that's so true. I like that idea, though. Write a check to yourself every week, every day, what?
Oh, gosh, it's been so long since I did it. I think it was every single day.
It kind of gets you into
a pattern. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's in the book. Yeah.
What was the other book you were talking about, Your Emotional Set Point?
That one's in this book, too. For example, if you're angry, you can't immediately make yourself happy with the snap of a finger. You have to work up from anger. Maybe work up to being just disappointed.
Right.
Or work up to even feeling indifferent. You can't go from anger to joy all in one moment, all in the snap of a finger. So you really have to work with your emotional set point and move that set point up. And I even use that in my clinical practice with people. I find myself explaining that to them, and when you explain it in that way, they're like, "Oh gosh, well that makes perfect sense." Of course, I can't go from being ticked off with someone to being completely enamored with them. I have to work through some of this stuff and maybe work my way up to just maybe feeling indifferent instead, or feeling disappointed in their action instead. So anyway, this is a great book. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. That's mm-hmm. very important information.
Right. And the other one I did that was about prosperity, that is a book from Gail Thackeray. And I did her workshop with her at the time. I'm trying to remember the name of it for you, and it's completely escaped me. But at any rate, the book is by Gail Thackeray, and it's something like 30 Days to Prosperity or something like that. Very good book. Very good.
What's her name?
Program.
Can you spell her name?
Gail. Sure. G-A-I-L Thackeray. T-H-A-C-K-R-A-Y, I believe.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to look that up. That sounds interesting.
Yes. She is the person that I went to France with. She was the host of the France tour.
Wow. Neat.
Yes, lovely lady. Definitely.
There's so many ways to heal, isn't there?
Yes, there definitely is. I started my Reiki training with her as well. My daughter was interested in is interested in energy healing. So she's only 16 now, so I wanted to take it with her to encourage her. And so we both ended up taking Reiki. I wasn't as – when I do Reiki, I don't feel it the way some people do. Other people tell me that, oh, my gosh, I felt that. That was amazing. And I'm like, well, gosh, I didn't feel anything.
I know what you mean.
Yes, so I didn't feel like I was being effective. When to hear their reports, I was extremely effective. But so at any rate, I don't do a lot of Reiki right now. But I did take the first two Reiki classes from Gail Thackeray, and that was quite enjoyable. So she's very well rounded and has all kinds of interesting stories and things in her life. She didn't figure out her spiritual connection until she was about 40, I want to say. It came much later in life for her. And so, anyway, just very fascinating. So, yeah, check her out. Very interesting.
I will. I didn't figure mine out till I was 50, and I'm still working on it.
Right. Oh, trust me, I'm still working on mine, too.
It's great to have curiosity and keep trying.
Right.
Excuse me,
I think we're all a work in progress.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Yep.
Well, this is Sharon. You've given us so much information. Is there anything you'd like to leave us with or tell people again how they can get in touch with you?
Sure. Just you can go through my website, GailMinshew.com. Or YouTube is youtube.com/Gail Minshew, or the new Facebook community that is Angelic Reflection. I can put those up here in your live chat space, if that would help.
Sure. And I'll have the links on the replay links, too.
Okay. Very good.
Well, this has been really interesting, and I thank you for being my guest.
Well, thank you for having me. I've had so much fun, and I will definitely let you know when that book comes out. Maybe you can have Karen and I back on.
I will. I've already asked Karen. She was on my show once, too.
Yes, so. I loved that show. That was fantastic.
Well, thank you. Okay, well, I hope everybody enjoyed the show, and thank you again for coming. And this is being recorded, so you can post the links anywhere, and people can listen to it. And I hope everybody has a great week, and if you want to get a hold of me, you can get a hold of me at JeanMaury.com or AngelsLoveYou.com. So remember, you all have angels with you now and forever, and they love you. So until next time, have a great week. Bye.